I hear you.
30-minute timeout. At Live with Boomer on Twitter or TCB Base Boomer on this day in sports history. I'm Ron, at AREOHEN4. Football is back, baby. The Raiders. Raider Nation. Let's go, Yankees.
And welcome to another edition of 30 Minute Timeout. It is Monday, September 3rd, 2018. And on this day in sports history, in 1995, the Carolina Panthers lose their debut NFL game to overcome a 23-20 to the Atlanta Falcons in front of only 58,000 fans at the Georgia Dome. And also on this day in history, in 1995, in their debut NFL game, the Jacksonville Jaguars also lose to the Houston Oilers 10-3 in front of 72,000 fans at the Jacksonville Municipal Stadium. I'm Ron, at AREOHEN4 on Twitter and Instagram. And as always with me, joined by my pal, co-host of the show, also co-host of Wager Vision, another podcast that or show that airs Wednesday night. We call him Triple Crown Boomer around here. What's going on, Boomer?
Nothing, man. Catching the second half of this college football game, wrapping up this college football weekend, the kickoff here, and hopefully Florida State can pull their defense together because they look god-awful in the games, like we were discussing before the show. The major games this weekend were all a disappointment, so hopefully something can happen.
Yeah, I did watch some college football this weekend. I don't want to say disappointed because, I mean, there were definitely some big upsets and there were also some big wins by some teams that you kind of expected blowouts from. But just as far as, like, entertaining games, there weren't that many, as you just alluded to. And we'll be talking about that in the second quarter. In the first quarter, we're going to go right to your Raiders and Khalil Mack. And then we're in third quarter, we're going to talk a little more football. Did we change up our power rankings a little bit? I think we both did. Fourth quarter, we'll talk about the Yankees chasing the playoffs again. No chance at the division at this point. And wild card seems all but locked up. Who's going to get the first? Who's going to get the second? Them or the A's? We'll talk about some baseball. And we'll, if we have time, rip some more fantasy football teams from the Fantasy Football League, the 30-minute timeout league, because we had so much fun just tearing teams apart last week. Now, Boomer.
That we did.
Let's get
Watch
right
your
into
back.
It. Oh, yeah. Let's get right into it, Boomer. Go ahead. I'll let you start. You're the Raider fan. Vince,
so,
tell me how you feel. Speak from the heart.
I'm very upset. I get that maybe it's not worth the amount of money that they paid him because that's a ton of money for a defensive player. We already paid Carr. We're probably going to have to pay Cooper here pretty soon. And maybe a couple other people have to get a running back because I think Lynch and Martin are gone after this year. But, I mean, you can't just not even try to sign the guy, not even try to negotiate before you trade him. At least say something, you know, I don't care if he's not responding back. Let his representative, his agent, whoever know, hey, this is what we're thinking. We're thinking about trading you if you don't want to come in and discuss a contract. And because I think you should have given that option to kind of maybe have a little come in and maybe have a face-to-face if it would have worked out. But I don't know exactly what will happen, but it seems like everybody was surprised when it happened, so I don't think they talked to him at all. I think it's going to be a dark spot on the franchise for a long time. It's going to be pretty much like drafting Jamarcus Russell with the number one pick when we could have gotten somebody way better. And then like Calvin Johnson. But either way, I just – it looks bad on the first year in Gruden's year. It could derail the whole team. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully these risky draft picks he took in like third and fourth round pan out with Arden Key and Maurice Hurst. But I think it was stupid. congrats to the Bears on getting a great player. I'm no longer a Mac fan. Sorry to say it, but I'm definitely not going to root. I don't root for individual players. I'm a Raider, and that's the way it's going to stay.
I think I agree with you. I think it was a stupid move to let him go that easily. This is 100% a John Gruden decision. I think we all know that from day one. He never really fully committed to the idea of signing him, and it's been out there that he wanted to trade him. Boomer, what do you think about the trade itself? How do you think – do you think the Raiders –
We didn't get enough.
I think they gave up too much.
I think that we didn't get enough.
If they don't give up that number two pick, I don't think it's that bad, but they got two ones and gave up a two, so they basically swapped a two for a one in 2020.
I agree. It makes no sense to me. I don't get what we were doing. We didn't get enough. It was stupid. Like I said, I don't think they even gave an option.
The whole point of the asking price was to get two number one picks. Isn't that what they told the Jets and what was out there for everybody? They got two number one picks, but they gave up a two. I think that's nuts. I think they got robbed because of that.
Yeah, it's completely stupid. Unless we have some extra second round pick that I don't know about from somebody who's good that'll be way later in the draft. I don't know technically, but the whole thing is stupid. The Raiders messed this whole thing up. They better hope that they can – Gruden better hope he can have a decent season, or people are going to really already start to come after him.
I think because you were saying, like, they already paid David Carr. They still got to pay Cooper. They're going to have to find a running back. But I think David Carr has the potential to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league. We already know that.
David Carr's career is over, but Derek Carr does have a chance.
Right, Derek Carr. Excuse me. I said David like twice, right?
Yep.
Derek Carr has already showed if he could still come back from that injury, that's still what we're waiting for. But he has the potential to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Khalil Mack is arguably the best defensive player in the league. I think you're crazy if you're worried about paying Amari Cooper or finding a running back. I think if you have one of the better quarterbacks and the best defensive player locked up, you're in good shape. You could fill in everything around them. You should be able to if they are what they're supposed to be. I think you could replace Amari Cooper. You could find a running back. I think they needed to pay Khalil Mack, and I think it's not going to affect them this year as much as it's going to affect them 2-3 years from now.
Like I said, I think they should have paid him, but I don't think they should have paid him as much as what they did pay, what the Bears paid him. You will see in the long haul that will hurt the Bears. As great as Khalil Mack is, he's only playing, say, 30 downs a game on defense, 30 snaps. That's an offensive person, like a quarterback, has always – gets the ball in their hands. Receivers get plenty of attempts, the ball's in their hands. And the way the NFL is trending, defense isn't as important, I guess. It's more about, you know, who can outscore whoever really is the way that they're trending with these rules. So I wish we would have paid him something close to what Darnold got, maybe a little bit less, maybe up the guarantee, but lower the contract. I don't know. Obviously, it doesn't matter now. I obviously don't think Gruden ever wanted to sign him, so I don't think it matters.
I don't think he did either. I don't think Gruden ever, ever was going to sign him. And I think the organization disagreed with him, but I think when you pay a coach the amount of money that you paid John Gruden, it doesn't matter how much you disagree with him, you're paying him to make those decisions.
Yeah, I mean, I think coming here, coming to the Raiders and your first thing, and that's instantly what you do, I just kind of think it looks bad. I mean, I like Gruden. I'm glad we got him and everything, but I don't know. This just looks bad. So it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I was against the whole Gruden move from the beginning.
I'm not against it. I think he's a good coach, but I think that they should have not have made this brash of a decision before he ever even played. I don't think the GM or anybody should have let this happen before he was even coached this season.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. Let's move on while we're still here in the first quarter. Some other NFL moves going on. A lot of quarterback moves. We'll stick with the Raiders. Trading for A.J. McCarron. McCarron, not too long ago, was considered to be just about a starting quarterback in this league. He was almost traded to the Browns, and the paperwork didn't go through, typical Cleveland. I mean, now he goes to the Raiders as a backup. I don't know. What do you think of that, Boomer?
I like it because our backups haven't shown that they can do anything. Connor Cook was awful. I didn't like him at Michigan State. I knew he would never pan out in the NFL.
Was on top of it.
But, yeah, so I think if Case Carr gets hurt, you know, like that one year when he did, we were maybe the worst team in the NFL after Carr went down. So it just shows you how good Carr really is. And I think McCarron is a very good quarterback. I think he should be able to get a chance to start somewhere. It sucks he got hurt. And then they kind of Buffalo, who obviously doesn't know how to judge any kind of quarterback stuff because they're starting Nathan Peterman. They tried this experiment once already for no reason last year. I just think Buffalo doesn't know what they're doing at the quarterback position. I think McCarron's pretty solid. He may not be the greatest thing ever, but he can win you games. I like it. It doesn't bother me.
I think so, too. I like McCarron in case Carr goes down. And I wasn't kidding when I said I kind of wish the Dolphins were in on that because I would love to have had McCarron back up Tannehill. Tannehill's coming off an injury now, too. And also, their backup quarterbacks are not that great right now. We're going from Matt Moore, who was one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league while he was with Miami. Now we have David Fales, who in some short stints with Miami, it's getting some playing time in some games. Didn't look terrible. He looks like he could be a good backup quarterback, but he'll never be like a journeyman, you know, borderline starter backup. So how good is he really? And Brock Osweiler. I mean, if we could have got A.J. McCarron, I would have been really happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are – I mean, to be honest, I know preseason, I don't like to get too high, I don't like to get too low, but you guys looked really bad in preseason. Hopefully it doesn't foreshadow into the season, but, you know, who knows?
There's a lot of teams that go 0-4 in preseason and then have good seasons, so I don't know. I don't really pay attention to it. There's a lot more that we don't know coming out of preseason than what we do know. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Also, staying on quarterback moves, the Giants cut Davis Webb. That experiment is over. After everybody wanting to see him last year, well, the coaching staff anyway, making a big deal, this whole thing, starting Geno Smith, benching Eli Manning, the kid Davis Webb never even got to play. I mean, it was terrible. After all that, he sucks so bad that they don't even keep him as a backup.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought he was that good in college at Texas Tech or Cal, so I get the move. I also think that they should have drafted Sam Darnold number two, so I think their whole quarterback situation is kind of messed up, and they need one, and hopefully they get lucky and get one this upcoming year, because Eli might end up being average this year and have an okay season, but he's just not the long-term or the even – quick fix, really. So I think they got to go after quarterback soon or trade for one or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm an Eli guy. I think he's got basically like this year and maybe one more year left. But by the end of this year, they have to figure something out of who's going to come in behind him. Staying in New York, as I like to say, New Jersey, the Jets decided that they're starting Sam Darnold, and they traded Teddy Bridgewater to the Saints. I like Bridgewater on the Saints. I think that's a nice, fast-paced offense for him. Not that he's going to play, but it's a good offense for him to be settled in and for him to learn. And Drew Brees doesn't have many years left either. Sean Payton probably isn't going anywhere. I think it's a nice fit. I like it there.
Yeah,
as
far I think
Sam Darnold goes. I think we all assumed he was going to be starting anyway, and now they have Josh McCown, a $10 million backup. Sorry, Boomer, go ahead.
No, you're right. I think the Saints were the smartest team to do that. I don't know what the Dolphins or the Jaguars were thinking, not trying to do it. They got him for cheap, so it's not even like if anything bad happens, you miss out on really anything. Saints are geniuses.
But in defense of Miami,
what?
It's hard to make those division trades.
Well, maybe they tried. I don't know. I didn't hear any reports. Either way, I think he's got a bright future in with the Saints, and they'll work him, make sure his knee's really good for one more year, and then I think Breeze Max has 2 years left, if even. He started to fall off a little. I mean, he was still good last year, but you could tell he was starting to age.
He was.
Kind of like what happened to Peyton Manning. I mean, it instantly just fell off for him. So, it could happen another.
Peyton Manning also had the injury.
Yeah, I know, but Drew Brees had this bad shoulder surgery. The reason the Dolphins didn't sign him when they had Saban. So,
that was a while ago already, and I don't want to ever be reminded about that again. Okay?
Once you get old, man, those things start to come back and linger. So, but I think the Saints did a good thing, and they're smart, and Darnold's gonna be great.
All right, well, that's the end of the first quarter. Going into the second quarter, Boomer, your topic, college football. I did watch a little bit of it. Where do you want to go first?
Pretty much since it's, I've been bullying you into watching this. I want to know what games you caught, what you liked, and I'll just kind of fill in from there. I just want to know if we can keep you around after this letdown Saturday for college football.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I found a couple of teams that I found myself rooting for. I don't know if it's because of who they were playing against or because of the area I live in or whatever. But I found myself, obviously I was rooting against Alabama. That didn't work out. I was rooting for Miami just because I've always kind of liked Miami.
That didn't work out either.
That didn't work out either. I was rooting for Penn State because, Appalachian State is just not as big of a program. I think that kind of just drew me more to Penn State, even though that was probably the best game of the weekend. I was rooting for Auburn, and I was rooting for Ohio State. That both worked out, especially the Ohio State game. Jesus. What a blowout that was.
They're good.
You called that one, though. You said that one won't even be close.
Yeah, I said the same with the Alabama game, too. That was one of my big picks, that Alabama would just rock Louisville like it was nothing.
Yeah, and Miami lost only by 16, but the game wasn't even that close. I stopped watching that.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. They looked awful.
It was over.
Their quarterback
over
is
the second
garbage.
Quarter.
Yep.
They
the quarterback is
one, it was incomplete, but they had that one touchdown called back, and that would if they would have kept it, that would have been huge. It would have probably changed the whole game. But that coming as soon as that came off the board, it was over.
Yeah, for me, I hate Penn State. Would have loved to have seen them lose. I'm a Big Ten guy though. I'm a Hawkeye, so just kind of the way it is. I don't like Trace McSorley at all. I don't know what it is about him. I just don't like that guy. I think he's overrated. I think it kind of showed in that game against Appalachian State. He's not anything without Barkley back there. I actually, even though it didn't end up being that great of a game, I actually liked the Washington-Auburn game a ton. There was a lot of hard hitting. Even though most of the time Auburn had pretty good control of the game, it still gave you a little bit of life, like, oh, maybe Washington makes a comeback here. And then they kind of just choked. But I liked the game. There was a lot of hard hitting. You could tell both teams are really good and have a good chance of winning out the rest of the year. Iowa played Northern Illinois. The first half was 3-0, and then Iowa in the second half put it on them. But a couple games I actually wanted to watch. I wanted to see how good Iowa State's going to be this year, because I think they are going to be pretty good, even though I'm not a fan of them. I'm a Hawkeye. And then Nebraska with their new head coach, Scott Frost, I wanted to see how he'd do in his debut, but those games are postponed because it was storming like a mofo around here.
Yeah, and so was your golf tournament.
Yeah, I got canceled today, too. So didn't play in that.
Boomer, as much as I hate to say it, this kid, Tua Tagovailoa, he's pretty good. He's a freshman, right? He's a true freshman?
No. Last year he was a true freshman. He's a sophomore now, but he's just unbelievable.
Did he play last year? Did he start?
He didn't play last year until the championship game when Jalen Hurts was awful and Alabama was losing at half by a good amount.
Yes,
and then they put
this.
Into a they put into a in the second half who hadn't like played all year, and he just lit Georgia up.
Yes, I saw this. I saw this. I remember this.
Yeah.
And I was very upset about it.
But yeah, they finally have named him a for sure starter next week. And I don't know why wouldn't be. He's unbelievable. Jalen Hurts should become a running back. They could have a sweet backfield back there. I think that's what they should do with it.
I mean, Jalen Hurts was 5 for 9 with 70 yards himself. I mean, that's not bad.
He's just not good, though.
Complete over 50% and throw for 70 yards. I mean, Tua Tagovailoa, I like saying his name, was 12 for 16 for 227 and 2 touchdowns. That's pretty awesome.
He looked unreal. So, I mean, that's just you can just tell he's obviously better. Yeah, you can just tell he's obviously better than Hurts. Congrats, Hurts. You got him to 2 national championships in a row, but he's just better than you. And plus, Hurts is never going to make it to the NFL as a quarterback. I think he should transition right now to running back or receiver or tight end. He's a big dude.
Tua
can get to the NFL.
Small.
Yeah, Tua's tiny.
Yeah, he is, right?
Yeah, he's not big. He's like 5'10". He's like a Russell Wilson, exactly what he is.
I'm going to find out right now. He's 6'1", 218.
He don't look 6'1". I feel like
small.
That's a lie.
That's small because Drew Brees is 6 foot. Well, he's listed at 6 foot. I don't think he's really 6 foot.
Yeah, and I don't think Tua is 6 foot, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So that's really all I got out of the college football weekend, watching this FSU game right now. They're not doing too great.
Another game I wanted to mention real quick. I love to see it because I think that the players are spoiled little babies, and it's hilarious to see. Even though I actually really like their new head coach, is Texas and Tom Herman got beat again 2 years in a row by a bottom feeder in the Big Ten, Maryland. Last year they got their butts kicked. This year it was close, but they still lose. And Texas was supposed to be something special this year, and it looks like they're the exact same thing they've always been.
All right, so what do you got for this weekend, then?
For this upcoming weekend, it's Iowa State. I will be at that game. It should be pretty crazy. Hopefully it doesn't get canceled because it's supposed to rain all the way through this whole entire week here, which sucks. But Iowa State is this Saturday, 4 o'clock. You know, going to be wasted, going to be a good time. If you want to check out anything, I would say go check out my Snapchat story, but usually there's so many people around, nothing loads. So, but it's going to be a pretty good time. A team that I thought was going to be maybe decent, Arizona, they were terrible. But next week there isn't really too many ranked teams playing each other, so there isn't going to be anything crazy. So there actually isn't that many good matchups.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons.
Maybe Penn State and Pittsburgh could be a good game.
No, I mean, that's because they're close, but USC-Stanford is probably the biggest game of the weekend, I'm guessing. 15 versus 13, Pac-12. South versus North, probably going to really define each other's seasons. That's about the only really big game. That's kind of why I'm glad I'm going to this game this year for the Iowa State. I go to one game a year. I hate missing out on a bunch of games. But at least it's nothing. Rutgers is terrible.
Because they're playing Ohio State. So Ohio State and Alabama should pretty much
roll again.
Get to another 2 blowouts. Yeah.
Yep.
Before we go into the third quarter, Boomer, because that second quarter got cut a little short, let's hit on a couple of things that we didn't get to when we were talking about the NFL. Wow, that was a terrible, terrible play in the Florida State game. You saw that? Quarterback ran into his own lineman, busted his knee, and went down, and now he's limping. That was horrible. A couple of things we didn't get to in the first quarter. RG3 made the Ravens So they're keeping him around. I like their quarterbacks. The Cowboys cut the kicker with the most, the highest kick percentage all time. That should be roughing the kicker right there. No? Looks like it.
I'm delayed for you. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't tell. You're like 10 seconds ahead of me, so.
Well, let me know what you think. So, yeah, the Cowboys
should be running
into Dan Bailey.
It should be running, not roughing.
No, he dove.
No, but you have to take out the kicker's plant leg for it to be roughing now. There's two different calls.
Oh, really?
They didn't even call it.
No, they didn't call anything. Yeah, so the Cowboys cut Dan Bailey. But big news, the Rams sign Aaron Donald, and Le'Veon Bell is still a no-show. So what do you think, Boomer?
I think Le'Veon's going to regret what he's doing. I think Connor's going to end up having a good year, and they won't even showcase Le'Veon since they know he's not sticking around. It's going to really hurt him if he doesn't get smart enough to get in there to get signed big by some. I mean, he'll still get signed big by somebody in free agency, but not as big if he doesn't show out, I think.
I think he'll eventually show up, and I think Connor will get more time than usual, but I think Le'Veon will be ultimately be the starting running back. And I think
if Connor's doing good, I don't see any reason to put Le'Veon even in. I get it sometimes, but not like last year. He led the league in carries. I'm pretty sure, like, nothing near that is what I'm trying to say.
No, nothing near that. But I don't think Connor is going to be good enough to where you just ignore the fact that you have Le'Veon Bell on your team.
Yeah, I agree. But you know, you got to transition a little bit too.
Yeah, definitely, because you know for a fact he's not coming back. I agree with that. But I think the Rams signing Aaron Donald is huge. I think as long as they got it done before the season started, you put him with Sue. I mean, that defense already last year was ridiculous. I think the offense is going to feast because of that defense. A lot of three and outs for that defense. A lot of turnovers. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I just think the Rams are going to be awesome. I don't get how they don't become awesome this year. I just think it might be the best defense ever. So it could be pretty crazy.
I agree. I think they're going to be awesome.
What are some of your power rank moves?
Well, let's go. Hit the horn.
We're already in the third quarter.
All right, fine. We're already in the third quarter.
You don't remember me hitting the horn? I already hit it.
I do, but I went back to the first, so I thought we were going to start it over. It's all right.
That was halftime.
All right.
Rehashing the first half, we just did that in halftime, and now it is the start of the third quarter.
All right. Now that that's cleared up, for anybody that doesn't know, a few weeks ago, me and Boomer did our NFL rankings. We ranked every team from 32 to 1. We've split it up into three different episodes. You can go back and listen to that by searching 30-minute timeout on iTunes or any other podcast apps. So, Boomer, what I changed, and then we'll start from the bottom. Let's start. Did you change anything from 32 to 22?
I did. So I moved the Dolphins from 22 to 28. I moved the Titans from 28 to 24. And I moved the Colts from 24 to 22.
What made you move the Dolphins?
They look awful. Adam Gase was supposed to be this revolutionized offensive guy. He hasn't become it. Other people have taken him over from it. McVay, Shanahan, he hasn't looked great. Like I said, I don't get too high, too low on preseason, but they looked really bad. So I had to move him out of there. Titans, I think that Jacksonville, that division could be a toss-up yet. I don't think Tennessee has the pieces, but I'm going to move them ahead of the Browns, Jets, and Cardinals until the Browns prove me otherwise because of the Browns. It's pretty much the only reason I have them right ahead of the Browns. And the Colts, for sure, no Andrew Luck's playing, but he's still going to be a little bit limited. That's why I moved him up a little bit.
Yeah, I have the Colts going from 31 to 26. actually right behind the Browns and right in front of the Bears, but that's basically kind of like the split between like the really shitty teams and like the mid-level teams right there. So I kind of have the Colts at the back end of like the mid-level, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean Andrew Luck's back. I think their team is good. I think they still need a running game. That defense still needs to prove itself. But as far as the receivers and Andrew Luck, I believe that they're back. Andrew Luck still has to show it a little bit in the regular season. But, yeah, they definitely earned the right to be, I think, right around in the conversation where I have them with the Cleveland Browns, the Redskins, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, like right in that, you know, teams that could be anywhere from 6-10 to 9-7, I'd say.
Yeah. I agree. There's going to be a lot of teams that are close to the exact same.
Yeah, I think
this
so.
Year.
There's a lot of teams that are floating around, that could be a lot worse than last year or could be a little better than last year. When I say that, I'm talking about Dallas, I'm talking about Seattle, I'm talking about Miami, Washington, Indianapolis, teams that – we don't really know what to expect from because they're starting to trend downwards.
No, I totally agree. This year, I think it might be one of the most competitive years in the NFL. I think there's a lot of good teams, a lot of good quarterbacks change. You know, usually there's not a ton of good quarterbacks, but I feel like
we're
this year there is.
Wave.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that it could be a really interesting year.
Yeah, definitely. And then did you have anything moved from 21 to 11?
Well, I switched out my 11 to number 9. I took the Chargers out of the top 10 and moved the Texans from 11 into the top 10.
I took the Oakland Raiders from 13 and I moved them back to 15. Just ahead of the Titans, because I still do believe they're better than the few teams that I have behind them, which are the Titans, 49ers, Lions, Ravens, are the four teams that I have behind the Raiders still. Because even though they lost Khalil Mack, that defense was still decent. Yeah, he's the best defensive player in the year, but if they could somehow pull it together and that offense could be what that offense can be with Jordy Nelson, Amari Cooper, we know Martavis Bryant is going to be gone. I mean, I didn't really think he was going to contribute much anyway. But if Marshawn Lynch could run the ball, I'm a Doug Martin fan. I think they still could be an AFC wild card team, so I'll leave them at 15, right behind the Kansas City Chiefs, Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I think Martavis Bryant would have maybe contributed to the team, but he's going to be on a year-long suspension, I think, for weed again. So that's the only reason they cut him. It wasn't because of performance-wise.
Yeah. No, I know, but I didn't know how much he was going to contribute anyway. He has an attitude problem. I don't know. I'm not really a Bryant fan. I don't think his talent ever really was what everybody thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I gotcha. So what about your top 10?
Top 10? My top 10 is all changed.
I've changed quite a bit. So, like I said, I took the Texans from 11, put them to 9. Took the Raiders from 9, put them to 10. I took the Saints from 8, moved them up to 6, and swapped with the Cowboys from 6 to 8. I put the Eagles from number 2 down to number 4, swapping with the Vikings from 4 to number 2. And still, my top team is the Rams.
All right, so give me your old 10 to 1 and your new 10 to 1.
My old was Chargers, Raiders, Saints, Falcons, Cowboys, Patriots, Vikings, Steelers, Eagles, Rams. Now it is Raiders, Texans, Cowboys, Falcons, Saints, Patriots, Eagles, Steelers, Vikings, Rams.
Wow. All right. All right. Well, I had at 10 before, I had the Packers, and I had the Jaguars at 6, with the injury to their receiving core and not really knowing who their number one receiver is right now, I took the Jaguars from 6. I put them at 10, and I moved the Packers down to 9 just based on that. not that the Packers improved in any way, even though Aaron Rodgers did get paid. I don't think that makes much of a difference. I think Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
Just the fact that the Jaguars moved from 6 to 10 just bumped the Packers up to 9.
Okay.
The Giants still sit at 8 for me. The Giants still sit at 8. They're, I think, the only team that hasn't moved in my top 10. Actually, them and
You're
one
not.
Other team hasn't moved. Yeah, they're still at 8 for me. I still like what they could potentially be. I really do. Boom, I really do. At 7, I have the Texans, who used to be number 9. But I actually decided to put them ahead of the Giants because they were 9 behind the Giants. And with the Packers being bumped down, I decided to take the Texans and bump them up to 7. I think Deshaun Watson so far has showed that he's healthy, that he still could throw the ball. I'm believing in it right now. So they're number 7 for me. Number 6, I had at number 3 your Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. They went from number 3 to number 6 from number 3 to number 6 because Nick Foles is starting the season. I mean, let's be serious. I'm not going to take any team that's being led by Nick Foles and they're not going to be in my top 5. I mean, that's just ridiculous. At this point, they could say whatever they want about when Carson Wentz is coming back, but until Carson Wentz is back in the field, I don't believe anything they say because with these injuries, anything could happen at any time.
I totally agree. I actually was thinking about dropping them hardcore as Foles is the quarterback until we find out when Wentz is coming back. But I figure I won't go too drastic. We'll see how they play the first week, and then if they're as bad as I think they might be, then we're going to have to move them.
You know, low-key, they have no receivers. Their receivers
are hurt. And they got – yeah, I mean,
they
have tons of running backs
for some reason. Yeah, they do. They're starting the season with 4 running backs, Zach Ertz as their only receiver, and Nick Foles.
Yeah, and Foles is bad. I don't know how he pulled off playing even somewhat good in the Super Bowl. Makes no sense to me.
I mean,
but it did
whatever,
happen.
It happened.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
My new number 5 is my old number 7, the Minnesota Vikings. Just based off everything else that was switched around, the Eagles getting moved down, Vikings just got pushed up the rankings for me. At number 4, a team we were just talking about, I mean, with the loss of Le'Veon Bell for this long, we don't know what his usage is going to be when he comes back. We don't know when he's going to come back. So for me, I had them as the second best team in the NFL because I just think anytime you have arguably the best receiver, arguably the best running back, and one of the better quarterbacks in the league, I think you have to be in the top 3. I think that's just the way it goes. But they lost one of them, so now they're in number 4 for me. They go from 2 to 4. By default, again, just being pushed down, the Patriots land at number 3, also because I don't think there's any AFC team that's even close to the Patriots right now. And it's sad because they don't have Edelman for the first 4 games. They
I don't think the Patriots
are
that good.
Neither do I. That's what I'm saying. And they just cut every wide receiver.
I think the Texans are just as good. I think Pittsburgh's just as good.
Yeah,
we're
going to
find
I'm
out. Game 1, they're playing Texans opening weekend.
Yeah, but I'm saying without Le'Veon Bell in the whole season, I'm taking the Patriots over the Steelers. The Steelers already have a hard time with the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm I don't know. For me, it's I think Texans, Patriots, Steelers are all – even without Bell, I think they're all – I don't think the Patriots are going to be that great this year. They just have an awful division, which helps them out every time.
I don't think so either, but I just don't think any other team right now is clear-cut better than them. I think they can beat
every –
I'm
not going to say
they're clear-cut
better.
On every AFC team right now. I think they have the advantage on every AFC team.
I don't know. We'll see how that defense still is. I mean, if it's anything like it – they could be in trouble.
I agree, Boomer, but you got to understand, living in New York and being a Dolphins fan and a fan of the AFC East, all these things that you're saying, I say this every year. I say it every year, and it doesn't matter.
Well, that's your fault for saying it every year. This year, we're going to – I mean, the opening weekend game, for some reason, the Patriots the past couple of years haven't even been that good. So, I mean, it might not make any difference that Texans even beat them opening night.
They
but
got destroyed by Kansas City.
Yeah, like 2 years in a row. So, I mean, I still think Texans are really good. They might actually show us more than we thought they are because I think their defense is going to be awesome. J.J. Watt, Clowney, Honey Badger.
Okay, Dennis Green.
I think they could be really good.
I said, okay, Dennis Green.
Yeah, we are who they thought
they
were.
They might show us more than who – yeah, they might show us more than who we thought they are. They are who we thought they were.
But we let them off the hook.
I got so number three was the Patriots pushed down from four by default. Number two, one of the teams we were just talking about, Boomer, and we were just saying how they're like, how are they not one of the best teams in the NFL? I think the Los Angeles Rams are with that defense now that they locked up Donald. I think that they're just ridiculous. They're just one of those ridiculous teams, and I think speed wise. Almost defense-wise and talent-wise, the Saints, who I have at number one, can match up with them. And I would love to see that game.
I don't think Saints have what it takes to match up, but we shall see. We shall see. I'm not going to – I think Brees is an all-time great, but I think he is slowly going to start
to regress.
He sounds
far away, Boom.
Oh, sorry. So I think that Saints are good, but I just think it's one more year of Drew Brees. I know he's awesome. He's an all-time great. But I think he's going to start to feel almost being 40, or maybe he is 40 this year. I don't even know. He's up there.
Yeah, I agree with you, but he's still a top 10 quarterback in the league. I mean, you can't argue that.
Last year, yeah. That's what I'm saying. This year, we'll see. I'm not going to drop him off too far, but we haven't seen him play yet. And they don't have Ingram for the first four games, who had, you know, probably his career season last year. So,
yeah, but they have Alvin Kamara. They'll be fine. And they don't even know how much they're going to play Ingram once he comes back. He might not even be seeing that much time.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, they just signed Gillislee from the Patriots after they cut him, so who knows? That's your number one.
That is my number one, and I have faith in him. That is the end of the third quarter. We're going to go into the fourth quarter now. And we're going to talk a little bit of baseball, then we're going to go into the Fantasy Football League. Not much has changed in the baseball. Not much has changed in what has been going on since, I'd say, probably the All-Star break, since the second half of the season started. The Red Sox, still the best team in baseball, have a healthy, healthy lead in the AFC. 7.5 games on the Yankees. The only team with 90 or more wins on the season. They have 94 wins. The next closest team, I believe, is the Yankees with 86. I mean, let's put it this way. If the Yankees could beat the teams that they're supposed to beat and not split series with Kansas City, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, the Mets, I mean, they would be probably right up there with Boston. But you know what? They blew it when they were supposed to be winning. Injuries caught them towards this last month. Judge, as of today, is swinging a bat again. We'll see how that goes. Sanchez is back. Didi's supposed to be coming back, I think, today. He might have came back today. I know they lost today. Maybe Didi's back tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure on that. As far as the wild card goes, Houston's pulling away with the AL West. They're 2.5 games right now. With the way Oakland's been playing, they could definitely 100% get right back in that. 2.5 games is nothing. The best thing the Yankees could do right now is just try and keep the first spot in the wild card. You want to play that game home. You don't want to play that game away. I mean, it's one game, make or break the whole season. NL West, the Dodgers are up 0.5 game on Colorado. Personally, I'd like to see the Dodgers win that division.
No, Diamondbacks.
Yeah, right. Well, they don't really have a sure. Oh yeah, they do. They got a good chance, Boomer. I thought they.
I know they're tied.
I was looking at the Giants at 7.5 back. They're not tied. They're a game back out of the division right now.
In a row. Oh yeah, they're losing right now.
Are they losing right now? I was just looking
just
at
scroll right on the bottom. Yeah, they're down 4-1 to the Padres.
The Braves are up in their division 4 games on the Phillies and the NL East. Of course, the Mets are sitting at the bottom with the Marlins. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait till it gets closer. Honestly, October baseball is the best baseball. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks. I mean, at this point, who knows? Again, anything can happen. There's only a few games separating a lot of spots. As far as playoff spots go, the wild card, a couple of divisions. I mean, everybody's got to look out for Boston at this point. That's really what it is.
So, question. We're going to talk about a couple games for this opening kickoff as well. Go baseball. do you have Sunday NFL ticket, or do you just watch like whatever's it on in your area?
Red Zone.
You got Red Zone? Okay. One game, what do you think of the opening night game, Falcons-Eagles, this Thursday?
I think it's going to be a typical Thursday night game. I think it's not going to be a very good game.
Shitty?
I think the Eagles are – yeah, I think the Eagles are going to lose. I'll call it, let's say, 24-10 Falcons.
All right, I like it. I think the Falcons win this game, too, because I just think they tear apart Foles. I actually think it'll be a good game because it isn't like a short week. Like, they've been preparing for this game for the whole year. So I don't think it'll be a normal Thursday night football game. I think it'll be okay. But I think the Falcons do roll right off the bat versus the Eagles. Is there any other games you're excited to really see this weekend?
Actually, I kind of do like the Monday Night Football game just because we do get to see Sam Darnold's debut. I am interested in – that's a big run right there. Florida State's about to score a touchdown. Oh, nope, and he's down at the 5-yard line. Fourth quarter, 11:47 left. Sorry, Boomer. And
you're
all right. That for you. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely interested in the Monday night game. I want to see Sam Darnold debut. A couple of other games. I mean, of course, we want to see the Browns actually in the regular season. Patriots, Texans, you called that one out. I mean, other than that, boom, there's not really too many great games. I mean, there's things I want to see. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, the Giants-Jaguars should be a good game. That's Tom Coughlin going back up against the Giants. But there's things that I want to see. Like, I want to see Colts-Bengals because I want to see Andrew Luck. You know, I want to see Saints-Bucks because I want to see what that Saints offense does without Mark Ingram. I want to see Eagles-Falcons because I want to see if Nick Foles could do it again.
Yeah,
Patriots,
I hear
Texans, you. Because those might be, like you said, the two best teams in the AFC. So there's not much that sticks out to me. Rams-Raiders because of the matchup is also a great game. So as far as matchups go and games go, I would like to see the two Monday night games and the Patriot game, I think, are all stand out to me.
Yeah, I kind of like the Chiefs-Chargers just because it might tell you what's going to be about that. I don't know why they're playing a division game right off the bat, but it might tell you a little bit of something about the division.
Yeah,
the Chargers is as good as everybody thinks with the injuries they've had. And signing Antonio Gates. And then, yeah, for me, other than that, I really don't care until, you know, I'm a Raiders fan. So I'll watch Sunday. I'll just watch the Red Zone until Monday night games, which the first Monday night game, they should have made the second Monday night game. That's a horrible game, Jets and Lions. That's two shitty teams. They're going to make people stay up late for the better game, I'm guessing, for some reason. Even though the Raiders could get blown out, but I still think they're better than both those other two teams. So,
I'll watch that too, but it's a West Coast game. That's what it is. It's both teams are West Coast,
yeah.
So they're going to put it on at 10:20, so it's 8 o'clock for them, or 7 o'clock, rather, 7:20 for them on the West Coast, 10:20 over here, American Coast. And, yeah, so. You want to get
right
into some fantasy football?
I do. First team, is we're going to make fun of here, tear apart, is Goliath. I know we didn't touch them last week. So get on your app, get in on Goliath, and let me know what you think.
All right, Goliath, what do you got? You got Drew Brees. You got A.J. Green. You got Marvin Jones Jr. So far, I like it. Melvin Gordon, I like it. Joe Mixon, I'm not high on. Delanie Walker, eh. Kelvin Benjamin, crap. Mike Williams, okay. Matt Ryan, crap. Adrian Peterson, crap. Edelman, crap. Barber, crap. And that's how I feel about your team. So I like Brees, Green, Jones, Gordon. And then that's
about
it. Oh,
see, Jones never does anything. Every year he's highly ranked that he's going to do something, and he never does anything. So Marvin Jones Jr. to me, get out of here. I'd swap out Mike Williams. I think he's going to have a big year. Joe Mixon, yeah, those running backs never do anything. He didn't look good in the preseason. He didn't look good last year. I would look to replace him. I'd probably put in Adrian Peterson. I actually like Edelman after the four games. Kelvin Benjamin is just a fat piece of crap. Doesn't deserve to be on anybody's roster. He should go home and eat some potato chips on the couch and watch everybody else play.
Yeah, I agree. Kelvin Benjamin's garbage.
All right, you pick
Edelman. Edelman should be good after the suspension, but for four games to hold him there with that bad of a receiving core, I don't like it. Who do you want next?
We'll go CD
Gage?
Or C Drake. No, we'll go C Drake, and then we'll go Gage. Yeah.
All right, C Drake. What do you got? You got Aaron Rodgers. And not a whole lot after that, huh?
No.
All right.
His
so
best
stands,
receiver
what
is the third.
What stands out to me is Aaron Rodgers, Saquon Barkley, Zach Ertz. I don't know why you have Greg Olsen on the bench. I mean, Greg Olsen should definitely be taking that flex spot right there. Should definitely be starting Ertz and Olsen. And then at receiver, I don't know. I might even start Stills over Rashad Matthews. Stills and Emmanuel Sanders maybe might be my starters. Or Juju
so
and Sanders.
Barkley,
I don't know. It's so bad I can't pick.
It is bad. I don't know how he doesn't have any receivers. It's blowing my mind. Like, he just skipped receivers altogether until, like, the eighth
and
round.
And only one starting running back.
Yeah, and Barkley is okay. We don't even know what he's going to be yet, so it's hard to really judge.
Right.
And
Tevin Coleman
so,
doesn't
and
start.
And then Coleman's back
white.
Up. Juju Smith-Schuster, his starting receiver, is a second receiver. Nelson Aguilar, he's projected to get more points than Olsen, so, I mean, that's up to how he wants to do it. But, yeah, he got a good field goal kicker. That's about it. Good field goal kicker and
isn't
a good
Aguilar
quarterback.
Hurt?
No, that's Lee's hurt. I don't think Aguilar's hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that team at all. I don't think that's the team I have to worry about. Let's look at Gage. Let's check Gage. Let's check Gage out. Gage, Matthew Stafford. Not great for fantasy. I'll be honest with you. I've had him before.
I agree.
A lot
him
of
and
up
Marvin
and down
Jones
games.
Jr. are the same.
A lot of up and down games. And Jordy Nelson. I mean, as of right now, we're not getting much out of Jordy. I think we will eventually, but I don't think it's going to happen early in the season. I think it's going to take time. Sammy Watkins in Kansas City, I don't like it. Tyreek Hill's number one over there. They got too many weapons for Sammy Watkins to be your number one receiver. Le'Veon Bell, I mean, he might not even be there this Sunday. LeSean McCoy, he actually, just in the news, will be there this Sunday.
Yep.
He's not going on the commissioner's exempt list. David Njoku, I like him. Crabtree, we'll see what he does in Baltimore.
He's got three quarterbacks.
And that's really it. Yeah. Mariota and Tyrod on the bench. I don't really know what you're doing there, buddy.
Get on the waiver wire and drop one of them.
I would drop both of them and Duke Johnson Jr. and go try and pick up another receiver.
Yeah, every year they say Duke Johnson Jr. is going to be good. And he doesn't do anything. So I don't understand. I mean, you got Nick Chubb and you got Carlos Hyde in front of him. So you know he isn't going to do anything. Taylor has a lot of receivers. If you're going to keep a second quarterback, I'd keep him over Mariota, I think, just because he has a lot of talent around him. But, boy, yeah, his once if Le'Veon comes back, his starting offense is okay because he has two decent running backs, but his receivers are – Nelson could have a good year. Never know. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, it's crazy. He's got two good running backs, and that's about it. He's going to have to be trading with somebody.
Who's next? Did we get everybody ready?
I think we have not
done – Spartans? Did we do the Spartans?
I don't think so.
No,
yeah,
I don't think we did either.
No?
Did we?
Okay.
Yeah, we did. No,
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, we did, because I remember the Iowa
what
identity.
What about
the
Coast
starter.
Malones? Brandon?
Jared
Goff? Julio
Nope,
Jones?
We did not do him yet. Go ahead, tear him apart.
All right. Jared Goff I like. Julio Jones I like. Mike Evans, as talented as he is, he's not a good pick right now. Jordan Howard I like a lot. I like a lot. Jay Ajayi, I think, is crap. Ben Watson is – I got Ben Watson with one of the last picks in the draft. So the fact that he's your starting tight end is terrible. Allen Robinson, who's throwing to him? Mitchell Trubisky, no thank you. Vance McDonald, no thanks. Davis, no. Funchess, okay, fine. He should probably be starting out of the group that you have right now. I would definitely have Devin Funchess in instead of Allen Robinson. Alex Smith is on your bench. I think that's not bad if you have Jared Goff and Alex Smith. I like that. Bilal Powell is probably garbage. Rams defense I love, and Boswell is a good kicker. So
yeah, the Rams
middle of the road
is
team.
Good. Rams defense is good. His quarterback has a ton of weapons. Could be okay. Julio Jones is good. Mike Evans is, you know, would be good if he had a quarterback, but he doesn't, so that hurts.
He'd be
Howard
great.
Howard has rotating Tariq Cohen. Howard is pretty good, but, you know, he gets some stuff taken away with Cohen in there. Ajayi, there's four different running backs at Philly. I mean, if they play him, it could be a great pick. But, yeah, his tight end is terrible. I think he can go on the waiver wire and get a better one than him.
Yeah.
Corey Davis maybe has a breakout second
Mike
year.
Mike
Gesicki. With a new coach and a new offensive system. But who knows? Allen Robinson has Trubisky thrown to him, so I don't like it. Alex Smith for a backup QB. I don't know if the Redskins have anyone, so it's hard to really agree with that. But Alex Smith has shown that he can win games, so who knows? But he's not a great fantasy guy. Yeah, I think it's not a bad team. It's a middle of the road team, but it's definitely not it's not winning the league team. How about that?
I don't think so either. I think that's it, Boomer. I think we hit everybody.
Did we do the mystery? Yeah, we did the mystery.
Yeah, we did the mystery.
Yeah,
I think we got everybody's team. I think we got everybody.
Yeah, that's everybody.
So
and just in the nick of time, there's about a minute left in the show.
Yes, there is. Good luck to everybody in the league. Good luck to everybody starting this week. Obviously, that's millions of people. Except for the three people that I'm playing against. Boomer, how about this? I'm in three leagues. I did three drafts. All three drafts had the 10th overall pick. One of them was a keeper.
Dang,
that
sucks.
The two teams that weren't, that were just fresh drafts, completely different teams. Not even close. Completely different teams with the 10th pick. It's crazy how that could happen.
Yeah, so we were supposed to have the only other league I'm in was supposed to be last night. And then at the very last second or a couple hours before the draft, two guys bailed. So we didn't draft. And then come find out.
That sucks.
It auto-drafted for everybody. I got the number two pick, but my
that
team
sucks.
Is terrible. It sucks. Yeah, and my team's terrible.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if the commissioner is going to reset the league or not. So I don't know if we're stuck with this team or what. Like, it's not good, I'll tell you that much. It sucks. But I have two running backs on the same team that are starting. Like, it's just not good. I got six running backs all together. Like, it's not good.
Yeah, that sucks. All right, let's wrap it up. Thank you for listening to 30 Minute Timeout. If you want to listen to it again or any other past episodes, search 30 Minute Timeout in iTunes, CastBox, wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to Block Talk Radio. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, social media. I'm Ron at AREOHEN, and he's Boomer.
I'm Boomer at Live with Boomer or at TC Baby. Go buy a 30-minute timeout t-shirt at prosportsextra.com. Check out Wager Vision this Wednesday, and before this is over. We never do in the quarter. Boom! Game time, bitches.
Hey.
That's all, folks.